This is the most lethal mass shooting that the United States has experienced, at least as of the indications of this point. And it raises a whole lot of questions about how he got the weapons that he did and how many he had. The initial reports that I've seen seem to indicate that he acquired the weapons legally, but I think there will be some questions in particular about the weapons that he used and how he acquired them, as there have been in these previous mass shooting incidents.
When you look at this particular incident and the international terror incidents, how does this compare to tactics?
This is an interesting example because often what we've seen with the armed assault attacks overseas, the gunmen are moving in across different targets. When we think of attacks like at the Westgate Mall or the Mumbai attacks in 2008, yes, you had gunmen, but they were moving into different high-profile targets, different targets that were designed to terrorize the city. I'm not recalling offhand any incidents that are quite comparable to someone sort of setting up a station almost to shoot in this manner in most of the international terrorist incidents that we see involving gunmen.
And speaking of international incidents, ISIS has claimed responsibility, but their claim is kind of odd.
Yes, ISIS has given some claims before that have been debunked. It doesn't claim everything. Sometimes people make that assertion. It is fairly selective with its claims, but it has made false claims before. What's interesting in this instance in particular is it's not only claiming the attack, it's attributed a name to the individual. They're very much claiming that not only was it one of their followers, but they know who it was. And I don't recall with either of the prior false claims that they provided that level of specificity. So that is a very strange and concerning development to keep an eye on.
In May of this year, ISIS put out a picture of the Strip in Las Vegas warning about an attack. Do you believe that this could possibly be true, that this is one of their people, or is this just them going further to try to claim this because of the fact that they put that picture out and warned about some kind of attack earlier?
I think at initial glance and in the immediate aftermath of the attack, it appears like the latter scenario that you mentioned, that they're going further because this attack was so successful, because it was an attack on a target they wanted to hit, and because their followers will believe their claim of responsibility, even if the United States government contradicts it. So they still can get some mileage out of even a false claim like this. Having said that, a false claim also suggests that the group is flailing somewhat, that it's losses in Iraq and Syria, that it's sort of grasping at straws to claim attacks that aren't its. It does suggest some indicators of weakness if it has in fact issued this kind of false claim.
Tricia Bacon, counterterrorism expert and assistant professor at American University. J.J. Green, WTOP News.